Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back. Celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Sean Worthington. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Sean, let's talk. We're talking about Bitcoin. We're talking about cryptocurrency and the technology underlying it. And there's so much to talk about. It's mind-boggling. And I know some of you are feeling a little bit concerned. I mean, you're wondering, you know, what's going on? How do I get my head around this? This is hard to get your head around in a lot of ways. But just keep absorbing it. Just keep listening, and don't expect to get it all resolved in one step. Over time, this thing will start revealing itself to you. You'll start understanding it. I did the same thing. It's taken me. I've been talking about cryptocurrencies and blockchain for 3 years, and I'm just now understanding it a little bit more. So, Sean, one of the deficiencies of Bitcoin is it takes a lot of electricity for the miners in the distributed network that out there in the ledgers. The miners and the nodes who keep up with who owns crypto, who owns Bitcoin, or who owns any of the other transactions that that blockchain can do, who's managing all that, those servers have to be on 24/7, 365. That takes a lot of electricity, and it's becoming a problem, isn't it?
Absolutely. It requires about $3,000 worth of electricity to create a Bitcoin, which is what the miners require. They have to be creating bitcoins, otherwise they go out of business. And it costs about $45 worth of electricity just to do a very simple transaction. And that price seems to be escalating, and we can expect it to actually double in about 2 more years. And it's using up so much electricity that the expense is far greater than the banking system, you know, or using regular old paper dollars. And so we spend about $800 million printing up dollars every year, but we're spending much more on bitcoins. So that's a big issue.
Yeah. Now, so if I wanted to go into a transaction, if you and I wanted to enter into a business transaction, it was only cryptocurrency was only involved to the degree that we resolved the financial part with cryptocurrency, but the overall transaction was just a standard blockchain type of thing, a type of mechanism and components. What would that cost us to do that if we wanted a reasonable amount of distribution across the ledgers? What would that cost? $100? $1,000?
Well, so I'm assuming that are you talking about encryption?
Let's say that I wanted to buy half of your Cloudcoin technology. You were going to sell it to me, and I'm going to pay you in cryptocurrency as you deliver certain you fulfill certain certain things that I want you to do for it. You see what I mean?
Well, like Cloudcoin is 10,000 times more energy efficient than Bitcoin because it doesn't require all of this encrypting and decrypting.
Right, but that's your currency. That's the cloud currency. But with Bitcoin, that's the current distributed ledger system. What would that cost? Well, I mean, do you know what the number is? What a typical blockchain type of transaction would be?
Yeah, about $45.
Okay, that's it, and that's for life.
No, that's every transaction you want to do. So if you want to buy a Pepsi, it's going to cost you $45. It's going to cost you $45
electricity. So it takes the same amount of electricity to verify that I bought a Pepsi and paid for it as it does for you to buy half your Cloudcoin technology.
That's right. And so Bitcoin makes a lot of sense to make big purchases, like if you want to buy $1 million worth of oil.
But not small stuff.
That might make sense.
So maybe cloud, maybe so what you're saying, and I think you said this before, is there may be, there's likely going to be a place for multiple types of database type of technology, like your cloud-based system and like Bitcoin.
Yeah, there's going to be lots of niche markets, and there's going to be different currencies that fit into those markets.
Right. Hey, Sean, good job today. Thanks for the good information, and keep up the good work. We'll get you back in real soon. We'll talk some more about this. Folks, I'm going to keep reporting on this. This is just too important. This is the future, whether we like it or not. And I want to make sure that you're up to date on it as much as possible. And people like Cloud, like Sean Worthington, are helping us an awful lot. We appreciate them very much. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.